Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to each and every one of you. You are now listening to the Monday Night Avon Motivational Radio Show. And each week we have various guests on the show. They could be district leaders. They could be district managers, Avon representatives at any level, and regional managers. And the reason they have come on the show is to help you as an Avon representative take your Avon business to the next level. So this evening, I have the pleasure of introducing Maria Rivera, who is the district manager of District 2091, and most of the time it's the number one district in the area. And one time we had sold $5 million worth of sales, and we were the number one in the country, in the nation. So let's get Maria on the call and have Maria tell us a little bit about herself. Welcome, Maria.
Hello, how are you? So happy to be here.
I'm so happy to have you, and I know you're here with a bag full of information. I understand you just came back from Las Vegas, correct?
Yes, I just came back from the manager's conference, very excited about the product line, very excited about all the incentives, and just ready to win in this fourth quarter.
Excellent, and we're all excited about that as well. Can you let's first talk about some of the new products. Let's start with that.
Yes, absolutely. One of the first new products that I'm very excited is Skinvincible. It's our fourth quarter skincare, and it's just amazing. It's an amazing skincare because not only protects, it also repairs. And then now it has some features that we never had before. Like it's hyperallergenic. It has SPF 50, and it's very lightweight lotion, and it's good for men and for women. So I'm very excited about the skincare. It's a great opportunity for everyone to get.
Maria, can you hear me? Oh, probably a loser. Maria? We lost you after. Maria, are you there? I can't hear you. Maria? I hear crackling in the background, but I really don't hear you at all. You may have to hang up, Maria, and call back. Because if you can hear me, you may have to hang up and call back because I do not hear you at all. Maria? I apologize to everyone. We're having technical difficulties. I can't hear Maria. Maria? For those of you who are just coming on, we're having technical difficulties. I can't hear Maria. I think she's talking and not realizing that we can't hear her.
Hello. I'm sorry. Yes, I were talking by myself. Can you believe it?
Oh, okay. Welcome back.
Don't know what happened on the line, but I was talking. So I don't know how far I went.
Well, you talked about the skincare. You told us all about it, and that's the last we heard. One of the questions I have for you, I know a lot of people who are listening on the radio show are dying to ask, with this new skincare, with our existing customers, the ones that we've convinced to have, whether it be a new product, how do we incorporate this new skincare product and introduce it to the customers, our existing customers?
Well, existing customers. Basically, when you talk about the benefit, sometimes customer might want it to have an SPF, a higher SPF, and now we have it. Maybe, it's I've heard a lot, and this I do myself, like once a year or every 2 years, I like to change. I like to try other products. Like I was using Reversalist. Now I'm using this Skinvincible, and I'm loving it. You know, I have oily skin, and this is very light, the lotion. Plus, the SPF is high, which, you know, it's usually recommended that we use a high SPF. So everything boils down to the need of the customer. So when you approach a customer, say, I know that you're using this. However, this is a new skincare that came out. It has a higher SPF. And I can give you a few samples for you to try. If you're doing well with what you have, great. But if you'd like to try this one and switch, you know, that's fine too. So basically, what we're trying to do is, what I would recommend is to concentrate on getting new customers, because the ones that you have, if they're content with what they have, you know, you're better off getting new customers for this product, because that's the idea, that you get new customers. You establish conversation with people so that way you can grow your customer base. Did I answer your question?
Yes, you did. Thank you so much. So the thing is if your customers are happy, you can give them samples. We'll tell them, it's fine for them to stay where they are, but here's a sample to try if they want to switch. But most of them, our main concentration is getting new customers.
Yes, that's how it should be, because, you want to talk always about what's new. This is what we have new. As you go and make your deliveries and you go about your day, you always want to talk and motivate your customer, inform them, you know, and motivate them about our products. Maybe they might know somebody that might be interested. So you more want to put it.
Okay, we lost Maria again. I don't know what's happening with her phone. Maybe she's traveling and maybe she's going into dead zone. So Maria, if you can hear me, we do not hear you. Once again, so we need you to get back on the line with us. Just give Maria a few minutes. We're having, again, technical difficulties. She's fading in and out, and I don't think she realizes that we do not hear her. One of the things that Maria is going to talk about when she comes back on the line, she's going to talk about the new incentive, and I hope she gives a little sneak preview of the – Maria, are you back? Of the reveal progress. I know that we all just can't wait to hear more about that. I know we discussed this earlier in our show. So,
Maria, I was talking again. I was talking again.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. I think it might be my phone. Let me see if I can get this straight. Hold on. I'm on my cell phone.
Okay.
Hang on, Maria, just a second. I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
I think it's because it keeps on switching to my car, you know, that speaker.
Uh-huh.
Let me turn it off.
Okay.
I think that was all. Okay.
Okay, so we talked about the new skincare product. Can we now talk a little bit about briefly a little bit about the reveal?
About the what?
The new makeup, the reveal.
The reveal?
The new
review,
line.
You mean? Oh,
huh?
The new makeup line. Oh, yes.
Yeah,
isn't
it called Reveal? Because that's what it says in the What's New.
Yes, probably it's called Reveal. You're right about that. I just forgot about the name. But, yeah, the Reveal, the new makeup is really a target now for the season. It's a new package. Now is, you know, the best-selling season of the year. So now you want to sell your customer into the new colors and be excited about, you know, the holidays and happy and use it yourself and talk about it and, you know, just order your demo so that way they can see the colors and how it stays. It's more of a dense color. When you put it on, it's basically how it looks in the brochure.
Right. Right, exactly. I think they said the terminology is that it's more translucent, which makes the color, you say, more make the color pop and come out to look like exactly what it looks like in the packaging when you look at it.
Exactly.
Yeah, and so
I
got my kit. My kit came in campaign the last campaign, so I'm very excited about that.
Yes, and it should. Everybody should be excited. They're into looking for new customers and making money. You know, we come out with these products so that way the representative takes advantage and go out there and find the customer. There is a market also for this, for the colors. You know, every woman that likes to put on makeup and look good, and they recognize that every season there's new colors, this is the opportunity to get them in love with our makeup.
You're so right. You're so right about that, Maria. Also, so Maria, so this, that will bring us in, if you're finished with, I don't know if you're finished talking about the products, can we now talk about the incentives if you finish?
Yes, absolutely. With the cosmetic, I just wanted to point out that in Campaign 19, there's double dollar for the all the products that are color cosmetic. So the new Ultra Color Lipstick, new True Color Eyeshadow Quads, there is double dollar. So in Campaign 19, I heard that some of the top sellers, they are doing incentives for their customers. One of the ones that I heard that I would share is that some of them are getting finding 15 customers that would purchase $50 worth of cosmetic in that campaign, and they get $50 worth of free products from the representatives for those 15 customers. That is, they're giving up their earnings if they're interested in just earning the customers for repeat sales. But they're also getting, with that in mind, that would be about $3,000 award sales, because if 15 customer purchase $50 worth of products, that is $750 sales. So if you purchase $50 worth of products to give to them because they did that purchase, that would be $1,500 award sales in that campaign. So you double that, that would be $3,000 award sales.
Okay.
So your regular order, you'll get 50% on your regular order.
Which is perfect. Yeah, which is perfect.
Yes. So those are some of the tricks that some of the top sellers utilized throughout the year to just take advantage of the double dollars. Title and just to, you know, to also get some customer motivated about the products. You know, some people might be willing to just try it just because they're getting $50 worth of products. And then those $50 worth of products that you're giving out, make sure there are things that are duplicate, you know, that they can repeat sales, that they can buy later on when they run out of it.
Yeah, absolutely, So the magic number is 16. And the magic number is to get people who are your best customers. And the way you can do that for those people who may be new, you go in your back office, you go to your web office, and you go into view invoices, saved invoices, and you can do a run of all your customers, see how they're doing in their sales, and that's a great way to select those individuals who will be given an opportunity to have the free product.
Yes, and make it special for them, you know, because you're one of my best customer, you know, I'm running this incentive, and make it very special for them. You might, you know, it might work if you get 15 of them. That's double dollars. I mean, it's a good incentive, I thought. So I wanted to share that. So that's part of the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Then we
Can I just add one thing? This will also be, you know, for those people who are familiar with the Jewish calendar, a lot of the Jewish holidays are early this year, and they're in September. So you may want to tell people, you know, if you have somebody who's celebrating the Jewish holiday, this may be a wonderful Hanukkah gift to give to their family member.
There we go. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to think out of the box. Avon parties, Avon makeovers, Avon party. I mean, you get 10 friends that love makeup. You order your demos and you play with it. I mean, you can do so much except to think out of the box.
That's exactly right. What's the next item, Maria?
The next incentive, which I'm really excited. I'm very excited about everything, like always, but this is really cool. This is for leadership representatives. Anybody that starts a leadership program that recommends is a leadership. So if between campaign 18 and campaign 20, if you recruit a total of four new representatives and they have an order of $50 or more during the incentive period, the leadership receives a Keurig K75 brewing system. That is, that makes, yes, I don't know if you already read about that, but with that you could make coffee, chocolate, tea, and all that kind of stuff.
That is exciting. And what happens if you get six people?
If you get six people, then for a whole year you get the coffee for free. What else? Let me see. I know that you get two Avon mugs. It says all sales leaders who meet the requirements of incentive as outlined below will receive 18 packs of coffee and tea, K cups, delivered monthly. That is 36 total K cups delivered right to the sales leader's doorstep every month if they recruit six.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And you know what? Anybody who strives to get that, Maria, the six recruits, and not only do they have they get the coffee for free for 1 year, and they get the teapot, the coffee pot, but they also mm-hmm. become a unit leader. Is that true?
Absolutely. One thing that I can say is the sales leaders, they're very successful in leadership. They always strive to earn the incentive because they end up in a better place than what they are. So
that's right.
To try to earn incentive is the best thing that you can do because you're always going to be ending up in a better place.
So true. Mm-hmm. So true.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for that. So what's the next incentive, Maria?
The next incentive is called Cash the Magic Sales Incentive. This is for all representatives who are President's Club or above by the end of Camping 22. So everyone by the end of Camping 22, they're President's Club or above, starting in from Camping 18 to Camping 22, they have a chance to earn a 3-day, 2-night trip with a guest to Orlando, Florida, to Disney.
Yes.
So it says how to achieve the top 250 representatives in the nation with the highest dollar award sales increase over their award sales goal for this incentive will receive the trip to Orlando, Florida with a guest. So everybody by this time should have gotten their goal if they're President's Club or above.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is absolutely mm-hmm. phenomenal. What a great opportunity, Marie.
Yes, and if you tie this, it's from campaign 18 to 22, so you really do good with the skincare and all the incentives and the makeup and all that stuff, you have a better chance to be one of those 250 to earn this trip.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
this is a great
incentive.
Mm-hmm. It really is. Wow. What other incentives do they have now?
Mm-hmm. They also have one. This is only for executive leaders and senior executives. This is Grow to Go to Mexico. So they need to grow the candidates. The top 70 sales leaders who have two or more new qualified candidates in their first generation during the incentive period and have the highest percentage increase over their goal for this incentive. So they're going to be getting some goals as well for the candidates. Candidates are somebody that they recruit that in their first generation recruited somebody else.
So if, say, for example, I'm an Ada's first generation. So
mm-hmm.
I need to... So in order for her to benefit, what do I need to do?
Well, she needs to get somebody from her first generation that's not in leadership to become leadership. So if you're an executive unit leader by the end of Camping 25, you also qualify. And this between Camping 19 and 25. So and it's a trip for two to the Mayan Riviera in Mexico.
Oh, wow. That's wonderful.
Yes. So a lot of good incentives. There is, you know, I would say the incentive with the products, the makeup, you know, everything. If you really look at every campaign and what are the offers there, what to focus on, and you think out of the box in those target campaigns to be creative, there's a good chance that you can end up, you know, winning one of these incentives and making money.
Yeah, on top of everything else, that's exactly right.
Yes, this is the time to build it up. I mean, build it up and utilize all these products to find new customers, motivate your customer and find new customers. So that way, when you get all these campaigns, they're ready to shop.
Uh-huh. You know, what's very interesting about this also is that all this excitement or all these incentives really gets us, like, coming, running out the gate just in time also for the holidays.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's the point. That's why I always say take advantage. Don't be in fear. If you're in fear, you're going to stay... You know, you're going to stay. You're going to miss out. There's no fear. You always have to think, you know, what is the worst that can happen? With the incentive, you want to go gambuster. If you go gambuster, just don't leave the product in the closet. Take them out. Carry it. Talk to people. You know, come up with a plan. Mm-hmm. You're in the business of selling. So, you know, we have the fourth quarter fragrance. It's going to be absolutely great. It's called Passion.
Let's talk about that. Yes,
It's a really, really, I mean, the bottle is just amazing. Really nice, very, very colorful, different package. I know a lot of our customers, sometimes they buy the package, the perfume because of the bottle. But the perfume itself is really, really inviting, really, really good. And there is going to be a great incentive for this. It's called, like I said, it's called Passion. It's like, it says that it's like jasmine sambac. It gives the fragrance an intense feeling of opulence and femininity while creating a rich, long-lasting trail.
Wow.
It says if she likes oriental gourmand fragrances such as flower balm and angel, tell her she'll love Avon Passion. Yes, it's really nice. I mean, so you have to be really aware when the Ship Direct is coming out. Always order the Ship Direct, even if it's the first level, if you're too scared to order a higher level. But always order, because then you'll find some customer for this fragrance. No, it's repeat sales.
That's exactly right.
Yes, and there's a leadership toolkit for that too. You can, let me see. It says sales leader will receive an email with a link to purchase in time for Camping 22 and Camping 23 shipment. It's a leadership tool with this perfume.
Okay, so that's which campaign again?
It says that you guys are going to be receiving an email with a link to purchase in time for Campaign 22 and 23. So I'm thinking in the next few weeks you should be receiving this email.
Okay.
That way you can start promoting it. Don't forget the men. They like to buy fragrances for the other half.
Right.
Especially like this one. It looks very romantic and very nice, this bottle. And the good news is that all representatives will, save 55%. And the President's Club members and above will save 60%. It can't get better than that.
No, it can't. Mm-mm. No, not at all.
Yep.
What was I going to ask? Did you talked about the double dolls, right? I can't remember.
Yes. Camping 19 with the cosmetic, yes.
And knowing that this is coming up, this is a great opportunity for those people who are listening. This is a great opportunity to do a fundraiser.
Fundraiser. You're absolutely right. There is something for a fundraiser fly. I think it's a teddy bear. Extra fundraiser. Let me see if I have anything here about that. I think it's a teddy bear as well that's going to, I forgot the name of it. But there is something for fundraiser as well where you could take advantage or you could make your own fundraiser.
That's true. And one of the reasons, one of the things that's so important about the double dollars, well, first of all, you get volumes in terms of your level, but you can go from easily from just a regular Avon sale up to President's Club to Honor Society just by using the double dollars.
Absolutely, and leaders that are out there, the leaders. Should be reaching out to their downlines to inform them about the double dollars, inform them and motivate them about the skincare, Skinvincible, and all these incentives. Because in reality, the leaders that are, you know, real serious about leadership, they are the ones that are concentrating and building their business. And a lot of the downlines, they're doing it as an extra money. They're not too aware sometimes because they don't read or whatever, but you target, you know, your people. You could target a few that's probably ranking President's Club and
that's
talk
exactly
to them
about it.
Mm-hmm. You will see a huge impact in your business if you look at your downline and you see who's doing what, and you can influence 10, 15 of your downline to participate in these incentives and want to win. Is a huge impact in your business and in their business too.
You know, I agree with you 100%. And I know I have one young lady in my downline. She's the master when it comes to lip gloss. She has a very big lip gloss business at Avon, and she should do very well with this because I think the double dollars are really is limited to, correct me if I'm wrong, to the lipstick, the lip gloss, and all the new Reveal products, right?
Yeah, so a person like this, if you have a downline like her, you want to reach out and share what I just shared with you about, you know, but you have to inspire about President's Club. Why is that you need to be in President's Club? You have to inspire them, inform them about why President's Club is so great and how to get there, how to take advantage of the double dollars, how to take advantage of the new skincare, how to get there, inspire, motivate them. A person like her won't be a waste of your time because once she's become a President's Club member, she's not going to want to go back to being a regular representative because of the money that she makes, incentives, et cetera.
You're so right. We have a meeting this week. Marie, you want to talk quickly about that?
Yes, we have a leadership meeting, and it's all geared to win in fourth quarter. So we're going to have our leadership there. We're going to have seniors, executives from both districts, and we have a special surprise that I can reveal that we're working on. So I'm sure you guys are going to love it. Our division manager is going to be there too.
Oh, yes, okay.
So.
That's wonderful. One of the things I want to encourage the representatives who are listening to order that book. There's a selling guide book in our What's New for the new products, the new makeup line.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, that's like a booklet, right? That's the one that you're talking about that talks about the new makeup?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yes. Yes. That's a good tool to order.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a must-have. And I would say order more than one copy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, I do have a little announcement. Let me see if I can find it while I have you, everybody on the call. Joan, like you said this today while we were on the call on the radio show, she's having her conference call on Monday the 19th. From 12 to 1 or from 6 to 7 p.m. It's a webinar, actually. Right, Maria? Is it a webinar?
Yes, it's a webinar, yes.
Okay. And it's called Reigning Avon Opportunity. So this is a don't miss thing that you want to be a part of.
Yes, yes. I think, yeah, we want to take advantage of anything that you can do, even from the comfort of your home, any webinars, any calls, take advantage because, you know, we need information, but we also need to execute. So you learn, you want to set up your mind to learn and execute, learn and execute.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yes, and it's a great advantage now that we're able to have a conference call and learn from each other. I mean, from the comfort of our home, it can't get better than that.
Yeah. No, it really cannot. So look for the email from Joan. It came out today, this evening, while we were on the radio. You can take advantage of that opportunity as well. I will send a reminder next week, Monday, because that's the day that we have the call as well. And then the last thing, this is our order-taking week, Maria, right?
Yes.
We're taking our orders. Yeah.
Yes.
So,
yes.
And we're in, you know, these campaigns are just flying by.
I know, it goes so fast.
Oh my God. I think, you know, changing from the RPS 4 to RPS 3, they just seem to be flying by.
I know.
Oh my God. Yes, it takes, you know, if you don't realize. You know, as an Avon representative, you know, you're so focused on your business and doing your schedule, you don't realize that you're really in a routine. And then when you switch things out like that, you're like, oh, my God, you're almost going to kind of catch up.
I know. It's crazy. But it's like it's 1 week they order. One Friday the order goes in. The next week, what is it? It's every other Friday. Yes, like this Friday the order comes in, then Monday the delivery. So it's every other Friday, every other Monday.
For those people who are, that goes for those people who are in RPS3, because we have people who are all different RPS listening to the radio show.
Absolutely, yes, RPS3.
And Maria, the last thing before we go. Would you like to share with those people who don't know, we do have something exciting that's new in our own district. We have a new store.
Oh, you mean the Bronx store?
Yes.
Yes. We have District 2060 moved their Avon Training Center from Allerton to 708 East 236th Street. So we have a new training center for all the leaders. Doesn't matter where you're from, but if you're recruiting people in the area, you need to utilize the office. You're more than welcome to come in and say hello. And also, you know, if you need to sign up anybody to come in and sign them up at the training center. So we're still in the works to make it look pretty and beautiful. You know, we still have a lot to go by, like the Avon sign and all that kind of stuff. But we already opened.
Oh, so you got the CO and everything.
Yes.
Excellent. Oh, I'm very excited because it's very close to where I live, and I have some recruits in the area. So hopefully they will become more engaged because there's no excuse.
Yes, absolutely. I'm trying to get some chairs there, some tables, and some other things that we need to get in there. But so far the computer's set up. The computer station. There's one computer there. We have a laptop. We have another desk, like in the back, if you need to sit down with somebody, that kind of stuff. So we're still in the works, but we're good.
Very good.
At least the smart.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for that. And for everybody who's on the call, make it happen this week because this is your order-taking week. And secondly, hope to see you at the meeting on Wednesday in Rock. And then keep your eyes and ears open because we should shortly get an email or wait, Marie, you may have to correct me. Either email or invitation in the mail for the come home for the holidays. That should be coming up soon.
Yes, the name is gonna be Celebrating the Season.
Okay.
And yes, it's going to be very exciting. We're planning to do one in Yonkers, and that's going to be in the library. We haven't set up the date yet, but it's going to be sometime on September. And then we're planning to have one probably in the new district office.
Oh, in
the Bronx.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. So we'll talk a little bit more about it at the leadership meeting.
Mm-hmm. Okay, excellent. Okay, so with that, Maria, thank you so much for being on the call. And I'm hopefully get you back on here soon. Don't be a stranger. And for everyone, we'll talk to you next week. Thank you. And just a reminder, you can go back and re-listen to this broadcast and we share that link with your downline.
Thank you, Maria.
Okay, you're welcome. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.